I saw Dummy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. La 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 la. Do 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 do. Oh, hello there. And what are you doing up so late on Christmas Eve? Or, I guess since it's past midnight now, it would be Christmas morning, wouldn't it? I hope I didn't wake you up. Oh, you came to get a drink? Well, what about me? Don't think I didn't notice you hadn't left out milk and cookies for Santa. Oh, relax. I'm just teasing, silly boy. Besides, I'm obviously not Santa. I think that should be obvious. I look a little different, don't you think? Speaking of which, how do you like my outfit? And normally I wear a tight-fitting fur coat, but I decided to go with something a little different this year. I mean, sure, it isn't traditional. Then again, I guess a skin-tight, red, two-piece PVC outfit with knee-high boots and gloves up to the elbows is just a different kind of traditional. Oh, where are my manners? You probably have no idea who I am, do you? You look scared stiff. In more ways than one, it looks like. Anyway, my name is Dummy Claus. It's very nice to meet you. Oh no, I'm not Santa's wife. He's not into that sort of thing. I'm a second cousin once removed. It's all too complicated, trust me, you don't want to hear it. Now, if you're wondering how I got into your house, I did manage to get down the chimney, but you really should unblock that on Christmas Eve, even if you weren't planning on using it, you know. Some of us need that this time of year. You look a little confused and frightened. I promise you, I'm not here to hurt you. Well, not unless you're into that. Trust me, I really am just going from house to house tonight, trying to spread a little Christmas cheer. See? Look. I even gave you a stocking and put some treats in it. And if you want to, you can go around your house and see all of your doors are still locked and I didn't break any of your windows. I mean, I do have Claus in my name, so that means I reward good boys when I come down their chimneys. I don't hurt them. You are a good boy, aren't you? Aren't you? You know that Dummy Claus is also able to see when you're sleeping and you're awake. She's able to see if you've been nice to people and if you've been naughty. So, do you want to be a good boy for me? Or do you want to be a naughty boy? Oh, that's what I thought. Get on your knees for me. There we go. That's a good boy. Now I want you to look down at the floor and listen to me. You have been a good boy this year, but I was not expecting you to wake up. And normally, good boys go right back to sleep and wait until morning comes, don't they? Answer me, don't they? Good boys wait until the sun comes up before they get out of bed and see if they got presents, right? Yes, they do. That's right. Now, normally, I'd just use my magic to knock you out and send you back to bed so you'd forget all about this. But part of me feels a little guilty for scaring you. And I do have to say, I find you quite cute. No, I think I have another idea for how to get you back to sleep. Start crawling toward me on your hands and knees. It's okay, you can look up at me again. I don't want you to stumble and fall, but keep looking at my boots. Do you like my boots? I made them especially for this year. I think I'm going to keep them around. I like them so much. I love how shiny they are, even in this low light. And the red really contrasts with the gold zippers. Yes, that is real gold. But I want you to be quiet from now on. Don't say anything unless I tell you to. Okay? Nod your head. Very good. You learn so fast. Now, how much do you like my boots? You can tell me now. Really? You think my boots are pretty? Just like me? That's so cute. That's adorable. If you think they're so pretty, would you like to kiss them? You do want to kiss them, don't you? Answer me. My good boy, you can use your words. Oh, very good. Now I want you to ask me first. Ask me for permission to kiss my boots. Say, Dummy Claus, please let me kiss your pretty red boots. Oh, such a good boy. Oh, yes, you may. You absolutely may. You look so cute down there. You know that? You can go ahead and get off your knees. Now, don't stand up. You can sit down comfortably. There, that's a much better position than on your knees, isn't it? You can touch them with your hands now, too, if you want. Don't touch my bare thighs above the knees, though. Not yet, at least. Keep your hands on my boots for now. Oh, very good. Oh, very, very good. You're such a good boy. Do you know how I knew you'd like to kiss my boots? Yeah, because I see you at night. I've heard your murmurs as you lay awake in bed, masturbating to the thought of a beautiful woman having you at her feet. I've seen the fantasies that run through your mind. I've seen your dreams, the dreams that leave you aching in the morning when you wake. Oh, no, 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 shh. Don't give me that look, my little boy. There's absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. You just keep kissing. You don't have to feel guilty for having those kinds of thoughts. Yes, it's very naughty, but that's the kind of naughty that Tommy Klaus likes to see. And just because you're naughty doesn't mean you aren't a good boy. Here, I want you to scoot forward a bit more. Lay the side of your face against my thighs. Okay? You can kiss them if you want to. Oh, there we go. Now, let me reach down and stroke your face. Look up at me. Look at my face, silly boy, not just my tits. That's better. Oh, you are a good boy. Dummy Claus only gives rewards like this to the best boys and girls. You never have to be ashamed of your kinks. Not around me. Now then, I want you to stand up for me. Take your clothes off. You heard me. Come on, get up. Good boys don't have to get told twice, do they? Go ahead, take the shirt off first. It's okay to be nervous. That's it. Now, your pajama pants. Come on. Look, if you're worried about the fact that you aren't wearing underwear, don't be. Those were going to come off anyway. Oh, well. That just bounced right out of there, didn't it? No, don't try to hide it from me. Keep your hands off your cock. That cock doesn't get touched. Unless I want it to be touched. Do you understand me? When I'm in your house, that cock doesn't belong to you. It belongs to me. It belongs to Tommy Klaus. Repeat after me. Say, my cock belongs to Tommy Klaus. Oh, very good. I love hearing those words, especially when a voice as cute as yours says them. I know you're a good boy, but you're a naughty, horny boy too. So you probably need some help to not touch your cock. Right? Yes, that's right. Now I want you to put your hands behind your back, wrists together. Oh, good. There we go. And they aren't too tight, are they? I can tell by the look on your face, you're probably wondering how I did that. Well, same way I got into your house, through that mesh in front of your fireplace. I'm Dommy Claus, silly boy. It's magic. Don't worry about it right now. The only thing you have to think about is listening to me. Now, I want you to stand completely still while I come over there and examine your sweet body. Oh, my. Very nice. I absolutely love this cute butt of yours. That little shiver when I ran my hand across your cheek. Are you still nervous, my boy? Oh, you poor thing. Here, let me rub it a little for you, Is that calming you down? Maybe if I wrapped one of my hands around your cock, would that help ease your nerves? I thought so. Stay still for me. Don't move your hips. Don't move your hips at all. Do you like the feel of my gloved hand around your cock? It's surprisingly warm, isn't it? My hands are always warm, no matter what I'm wearing, especially when I'm using them to tease you. My good boy. What about your ass, How does it feel? How does it feel when my finger slowly inches its way inside the crack? Don't look so shocked. We already had this discussion about what I see you do at night, what I see you dream about. I know what you want. I know what you need. Answer me, yes or no. Do you want Dommy Claus to give it to you? I knew you would say yes. Now then. Shh, don't panic. I'll be touching you again soon. I'm just going to step away from you for a bit. And there, see? It's a little bench for you to lean over. It even has a soft cushion I made for your chest. There we go. Lean over it. Okay, just relax. See, it's surprisingly comfy, isn't it? Oh, you just get more and more adorable by the minute. You know that? Now, let's get down to business. Spread those legs for me. That's it. Slowly. Very good. Oh, fuck. Look at it. Just, if you could see how great you look. presenting yourself like this for me. Now, stay still. I'm going to lube up my hands for you. There we go. Nice and slippery. Now, get ready for all those naughty dreams you have to come true. I'll start with your cock first. There we go. Yeah. Nice and slow. Just like that. Now, be a good boy and keep still for me. Yeah. Oh, it feels so good, doesn't it? Such a good boy. You've earned it. You deserve to be naughty for me. How does that glove feel? It's okay. You can answer me. Oh, it's hard to talk. Oh, such a silly boy. You can't talk with a hand around your cock, stroking your cock. It feels too good. Oh, poor baby. Oh, poor, poor baby. It's okay though. I've got you. Oh, you're nice and safe with Dommy Claus. Oh, those little whines you make when I move my thumb over the head. Oh, such a good boy for me. Oh, so good at being naughty for Dommy Claus. Oh, I like good naughty boys. Do you know what good naughty boys get? They get prostate massages. That's right. Now relax your hole for me, okay? I'm gonna start with my middle finger, nice and slow. It's already lubed up. But we still need to be careful with that perfect ass of yours, don't we? Yep. Like this pretty cock, we have to be nice and gentle. Ooh. There we go. Okay, now I'm pushing it in further. Oh, a little further. Oh, come on. Where's that sweet spot hiding, my dear boy? Oh, I think I found it. Oh, how does that feel? Oh, I'll just prod at it a few more times to make sure that, oh yeah, that moan definitely means, yeah, I found your prostate. You know, only the naughtiest, sluttiest boys give their assholes up to random women who come down their chimneys, right? But that's okay, because Dommy Claus loves naughty, slutty boys. Give it a bit more pressure. Oh, fuck. Oh, your whimpers. Don't you dare fucking stop. All right, I'm putting in my ring finger now. Get ready. Stay relaxed. There it is. Now, I'm gonna start stroking you faster while I fuck your ass with my fingers, okay? I don't want you to hold any of your whines or moans in. Sing me a little Christmas carol. Oh, baby. There we go. There we go. Good boy. Good fucking boy. Oh, this is the most fun I've had in a long time. You know that? It's been ages since I've been able to find such a naughty slut to play with. Dommy Claus gets her Christmas present early, doesn't she? Oh, are you still trying to talk? Oh, you silly, silly boy. There's no way you can think straight enough to say anything right now. No. No words at all. Oh, just whines and whimpers and gorgeous slutty moans. Beautiful moans from a beautiful boy. That's all I want to hear right now. Doesn't it feel wonderful? Doesn't it feel so good to give yourself up like this? You know, I've been watching you for a long time. Too long. I've been waiting for an opportunity to talk to you, to bend you over and put my fingers inside of you. But I had to wait until you were awake. Shh, just listen. Just moan and listen. Remember what I said? No words from you. Oh, now I get my Christmas present. I'm going to tell you yours. How would you like to come live with me, How about, instead of just those things I left for you in your stocking, you get to come home with me and be my favorite toy, my boy toy? That would be my present to you. My good, beautiful, slutty, naughty boy. I want to keep you. I've wanted to keep you ever since I first heard your desperate little whimpers during those delicious, wet dreams of yours. It seems like ages. And now that I've finally touched you, well, I don't know if I can get enough from just one Christmas Eve. I'll take you home and tie you up in soft ribbons. I'll milk you with not only my hands, but I can get a nice, bright red strap-on and fuck you with that, too. I have other fun toys I could use on you, too. Tiny vibes I can attach to your cock. And a butt plug to keep your hole stretched so I can stick anything in there whenever I want. And another set of handcuffs so I can cuff your hands to my bedpost and ride you until your mind melts from feeling my tight, warm pussy wrapped around you. Doesn't it sound amazing? Imagine being my personal cum toy forever and ever. Do you want that? Not for me. Not for me if you want that. You do? Really? Oh, I'm so happy. Okay, now, I'm gonna count down, and then I want you to let go and come. Okay, seal the deal. You ready? Are you ready? 10. Yeah, you're such a good fucking boy, and you're all mine. Oh, let it all out, my beautiful, sweet, naughty boy. Let out all that cum from me. I don't want a single drop left in your balls. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Doesn't it? Oh, this is just the beginning. I'll listen to you. Your moans of pleasure like a chorus of angels. Oh, such a good boy. So naughty. Oh, are you almost done coming for me? Oh, you've got a few more spurts. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah, that's it. Oh, you're almost done now. Oh, pulling on the floor. Oh, fuck. Yeah, there we go. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're done now, baby. We're done. How are you feeling? Was it good? Yeah. Okay. Deep breaths. I'm gonna pull my fingers out of your ass now. Get ready. Oh, honey. Do you feel empty now? Do you want something in your ass again? Oh, I know, baby, I know. It's okay, I understand. I'm gonna take these cuffs off of you. I'm kind of slippery with all this lube, Okay, now I'll just lift you up. Okay, now hold on to me, sweetie, okay? I know you're weak after coming and draining your balls, but try to hold on. Lay your head on my shoulder. That's right. My sweet boy. Yeah, you can fall asleep. Now, just drift away. When you wake up, you won't be in your house anymore. You'll be in mine. I'll have you tied up nice and snug in silk ribbons, and I'll be holding you tight. Doesn't that sound nice? Merry Christmas, my naughty boy.